Good evening, gentle listeners. It would be legally unwise and in very poor taste to speculate on the circumstances surrounding the death of 17-year-old King's College student David Gaynor last week. As this is being recorded on Thursday afternoon, a police investigation on behalf of the coroner is ongoing. But I'm sure it's not presumptuous of me to say that all of us at Public Address Radio and our listeners have David's family and friends in our thoughts tonight. What cannot be allowed to pass without comment is the epic media concern trolling around the drinking age, and this from the chairman of King's College Board of Trustees in Wednesday's Herald raised my ire. Peter Ferguson said last night youth drinking was an issue that was not exclusive to the private South Auckland school, and raising the drinking age was one way the problem could start to be improved. It's an issue that we as a nation, and I'm talking about New Zealanders now, not in my capacity as having involvement with the school, should be extremely concerned about. How we ended up in a situation where the drinking age was lowered to 18, I just don't know. Now I have to declare an interest here. I supported lowering the drinking age while involved in the Young Nats, despite being a recovering alcoholic, for one very simple reason. In 1999, we considered 18-year-olds legally competent to take on all kinds of very serious, very adult responsibilities, and the consequences of failing to meet them. It made no sense to me that at 18, I could get a license to own a gun, drive a car, and be a married man with children, but walk into a bar and have a quiet beer? No way. That support, however, came with one caveat that everyone is still tactfully ignoring: proper enforcement of the laws already on the books. I lived in Palmerston North and Wellington, two cities with large tertiary student populations, for most of the decade before the drinking age was lowered. And I was perfectly well aware, like everybody else, including the police, of the pubs that routinely ignored rules prohibiting serving alcohol to visibly intoxicated persons, and where you were more likely to get hit by a meteor than get asked for ID. While it would be fairly nice if I could blame the drinking age for my alcoholism, the reality is very different. In Oprah speak, I'm the alcoholic child of an alcoholic parent. An alcoholic parent, by the way, who developed her addiction in the good old days of a 6 o'clock swill. According to sentimental folks like Herald columnist Garth George, there was no binge drinking, alcohol abuse or domestic dysfunction in the good old days when you got hammered before the 6 o'clock news, and having a glass of wine in a restaurant with your meal was a slippery slope to fornicating in the streets. Now I know this is a radical notion, but perhaps, just perhaps, we wise elders should stop treating young people with contempt and instead try taking our own laws seriously enough to enforce them. Or is that a little too growing up?